Let's get down tonight or today with Frank Fontana. He is an amazing design man. What is your, what's the best way to
You can't
present
sum up
you?
Frank Fontana
you
in a couple
handsome.
Of words. He is handsome.
Bill, thank you for that.
You're welcome
for
that.
I happened to catch that. I turned on the radio and said Frank Fontana handsome, and Bill said it, and I thought it was awkward at first, but
nope.
I appreciate it. I like it.
All right.
Design man is good enough, you know, Renaissance man, I don't know. You think you come up with something?
Contributor to some of your finer network television shows. I think you could throw that in.
Yeah, what's going
that
on?
That could be true. Today's Show design expert, all that stuff.
WNBA scoring champion. You can toss that in if you like.
That's anything a slam.
Exactly. I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm supposed to be there. Had some kind of family stuff going on, but it's all good. I appreciate you guys' understanding, and I want to share with you, you know, because this is a time of year that all the magazines come out with their, all the design magazines come out with their, like, hot trends for 2016.
Sure.
And Bill, because you are so interested in home decorating, I thought this would be right up your alley.
I would love to discuss this with you. What are some of the big trends for 2016, Handsome Frank?
So, oh boy, what did she call you about the gut boy? Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, gut boy. Okay.
Inner gut, we'll where it counts.
Refer to each other as Handsome Frank and Gut Boy.
Yep.
I am not watching that cartoon, guys.
Black stainless steel. Have you heard of it?
Sure.
Yes, you have not.
I have. I know what this is. I've seen it.
Like a gunmetal.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's really pretty. I like it.
Because everybody and his uncle wanted stainless steel in their kitchen. We just got plain black. And then for years, I had stainless steel envy for all my appliances. But I'm glad I didn't go that route because now there's black stainless steel.
Well, right. So it's not like your black glossy appliances that you may be referring to with like the laminate type material on it. This is actually a stainless derivative, and they're doing like this gunmetal steel, and it looks sick. I mean, I don't, you know, it's so hard when these trends start to buck a little bit and change, because then you got to work on the integration of this and. You know, I think it's going to take a little time, but I like it because everyone's so fixated on, just like when granite was like everybody needed granite in their home, and then, you know, 10 years go by and all of a sudden it's like, everyone's got granite, what are we going to do next? So then things like quartz and silestones come out and they become the new hot things, and they're neutral and muted. So this is kind of moving in that direction. I think it'll be interesting to watch. You know, my prediction is that it's going to be a slow mover and then maybe just kind of maintain a third tier. I think stainless will still be pretty prominent in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I'm still jealous. I still have stainless envy.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Wendy, I just want to say on that note, they do sell an actual stainless steel sticker that you could put on your current appliances.
What?
Yes. You have to Google it. I don't know the company exactly, but I've used it before.
I'm doing it. I'm going to put it on Bill.
Put it on me.
You're
going to
look like the Tin Man.
I'm fine with that. I'm not afraid. Is it expensive, though? If you're getting black stainless steel, for some reason, Frank, that sounds pricey to me, is it?
No, they got to keep it pretty compatible. I mean, it'll probably be in the early, you know, first year or so, be a little bit, just like when they had the flat screen TVs come out, it's always super expensive, and then 6 months later, they're like half the price.
Right.
It's going to be a similar thing, where the price tag will be a slight bit higher because it'll be a novelty, and then it'll level off and be compatible with, you know, stainless.
Frank, all of our appliances at my house are in avocado. That's still in, right? That's still very popular?
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
And funny enough, Bill, yes. There is this movement going on. There's a company out there that's pushing this.
We had turquoise, I just want it to be known, at my mom's house.
Nice.
Turquoise.
Yeah. It really depends on what you're doing with the rest of it. You know, if you have avocado countertops from like the mid-century era, that's probably not cool. But, you know, avocado accents here and there, not a bad thing.
Frank, you're too young to have lived through this, but for those of us who did, it was quite an eye-opener when you'd go into somebody's kitchen. Everybody's aunt had a kitchen where everything was an avocado.
And orange. Gold.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it faux steel?
The
is it faux steel film?
Yes.
F-A-U-X. And you can put it, they have faux granite, too.
And it's a sticker?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's like contact paper kind of thing.
Oh.
It is. It's a little more industrial grade, and you want to look for the one that's actually this ultra-thin, real, like, sheet of metal. So when you touch it, it feels, looks, and, you know, leaves fingerprints just like stainless steel wood. And, you know, I play with it. It's a little tricky. You know, if you're going to do it, Wendy, I don't live too far from you. Invite me over for dinner, and I'll help you out.
Okay.
That's how it starts. That's how it starts.
And we're getting this. El Decor just released this. It's their 10 hop, you know, hot decor trends for 2016. I'm debating some of these. You know, formal dining rooms is their number two. You know, here's the thing. It's like, how often do you guys, if you even have one, use your formal dining
room? Thanksgiving. That's the only time my dining room table is cleaned off.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah. How about you, Bill?
Infrequently. I would say maybe once or twice a month, tops. That's not infrequently.
That's a lot.
Is that a lot? Yeah.
I would say, considering that most people use them as catch-alls and, if not, homework rooms.
Yep.
You know, where the stuff's spread all over the table. I'm fortunate enough that we actually don't have a formal, you know, dining room in our home because it's such an old home. The way they built these homes, our home is like 100-something years old, so they call it the parlor room.
Hmm.
So I found this out, which is a fact you would appreciate, Bill.
Hmm.
A parlor room apparently was where they did funerals.
I knew that.
They waked the body there.
Yep.
Yeah, so weird. I don't get that.
It would almost serve as an appetite suppressant, wouldn't it, to know that you were eating in the same area where Uncle Charles was just a short time ago? That's not good.
Well, and then it brings up the weird, you know, possibility of some spirits living in that room.
They didn't die in that house. They're just waked. Also, some people did, I guess.
That's why places say food and spirits. That's what they're talking about.
There you go.
Frank, can you hold on for a minute? We want to
sure.
We want to take a quick break. Frank Fontana's here. He's handsome. You already know that, but he can also help you make your house or apartment look fantastic. He's got all the home decor trends of 2016. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are talking to Frank Fontana. He would be here. He had a family emergency, we'll say, and everything's okay, Frank?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's good. I mean, we're going to have to, it's a little bit heart issue from somebody, but we're figuring it out and let's say prayers and hopefully everything will be okay.
Good luck with all that, Frank.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Sure.
Let's get back to the tomfoolery.
All right.
Interior design trends for 2016. This is from El Decor.
Eldecor.com released this out, the 10 home decor trends that will be huge in 2016. And I think we'll debate these a little bit because the next one is number three here, mismatched cabinets.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't do this to somebody because what will happen is it's a novel idea and it starts off okay. And then after a year or so, you're like, what did we do? Why is there zebra black wood with white cabinets here? And, you know, I contradict this is that I'm seeing more of a trend in neutrality in kitchens. I see a more muted palette going on. So you're seeing a ton of white cabinetry in that farm style or simple mission style. Even backsplashes are getting simpler, which I agree with. I think, you know, you're seeing a huge trend in just simple subway tile. You know, that's a nice, you know, cohesive color with the rest of the design. So I'd have to buck this one. I'm saying no to this one.
No to this one. Now, Frank, let me tell you something my daughter did to her cabinet in her bedroom that isn't quite as extreme. She said, I want to put different knobs on each of the drawers and handles on the dresser. And I thought, oh, that's not going to look very good. I'm wrong. It looks fantastic. It's very interesting
to look
at.
If you're into that kind of thing, like that would bug me that they don't match.
That it's all different? Yeah.
Well, no, you're right. She is actually on trend because I have a dresser in my bedroom that is designed just like that. Every drawer is different shaped. Every handle is a different handle, all within kind of an antique-y vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But that is definitely a big furniture trend that you're seeing now. So your daughter's right on par, man.
And mismatched cabinets. I mean, I have seen this and I do like this. I just have ugly, cheap brown ones. So I'm going to try and paint them like a gray and make them look weathered because we have black granite countertops. I thought that would look
cool. Are they actually wood cabinets or are they laminated?
They're wood.
They're wood, good. Okay.
Yes.
Just make sure you sand, prime, do it, you know, take this time to do it right because I always tell people if you're going to attempt to paint your own cabinets, it's either get it professionally done or make sure you take the time to prep properly and prime properly.
And take them off the hinges because.
Take them off the hinges.
It's a lot of work.
You know what? I did this in a condo we owned in the Gold Coast and they had these just cheap wood flat cabinets. And I actually went to ordered online a wood veneer. And if you never work with wood veneer, it's awesome stuff. You can get it like the exact wood tone you want. So if you wanted a, let's just say a zebra wood or a dark walnut, you can order it, stain it, and then you just iron on this stuff. Literally, take your iron and iron on this veneer, and it looks like super expensive, exotic wood. And I did my whole kitchen for like $200. We sold the place, and the people were raving about this expensive kitchen, and I was laughing.
Remember Color Forms?
Sure, it's like Color Forms.
That's what it's going to end up looking like in my kitchen, where I'm going to put the stainless steel cover on the dishwasher
right.
and the refrigerator, and then the veneer, it's going to be like Color Forms.
Yep.
We're pressing them on there.
I love it.
But a lot of people would have like a different colored island that I kind of liked.
Yeah.
That's okay. I agree with that. Like, that's a cool way to accent because it's not part of the master cabinetry, let's call it. You know, so I just don't like when the upper cabinets are a certain color, the lower cabinets are a certain color, and then you got an island that might be a third color.
Too busy.
Too busy, too much going on.
Yep.
Can I ask you guys a personal question?
Please.
Sure. Do either of you have a bidet?
No.
Bidet, sir.
Wait, that's not a drinking fountain? Uh-oh. I feel so stupid now.
There are like a lot of rich relatives of mine that have a bidet, and it's
really?
Like I refuse to use
Who
it.
Who uses a bidet?
But Europeans use it.
European,
everyone
I get
in
it.
Europe, well, everyone in Europe, I've been to Europe, they have them all over. It's like no big deal, but here in the States, I don't
we
think
have
it's
toilet paper
up.
Here.
Bill, have you tried a bidet?
No, I've not. It's not for me.
Wendy, have you tried a bidet?
I don't know how to use it.
That's my question. I'm looking at a picture
I'm
of
not
one
kidding.
Right now, and I'm seeing a spout.
Right.
So I would imagine you'd have to position yourself perfectly
right.
for that to actually work. Or do you just like kind of snug up to it? What's the secret to that?
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. There were no instructions on it. I didn't know how to use it. Plus, it wasn't my bidet. I'm not going to use someone else's bidet.
You never know where the bidet has been. Really.
I hire a kid with a super soaker when I'm done.
That's it. The same guy who cuts your lawn, right?
Yeah, little Tony.
But so these are popular now, again.
I guess so. That's what they're saying. You know, I do like this one, though. Number 7 on this list of 10 from homeldecor.com. Techless living room.
What is that?
I think this is... It's
techless, not tactless.
Oh, techless. All right, so what does that mean?
Basically, just a digital-free living room. And I think it's so needed in today's over-digitized society that we don't even talk to each other anymore. We text each other. We Facebook each other. It's disgusting. I mean, and I live on it because it's part of who I am in my business and celebrity and all that stuff. Because I have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I try to limit my son's iPad use and phone use and... especially in the living room, because I think that's a time to get to know the family again. And to,
that's what you have a front room for, a front room, as some people say.
No, that's my parlor room. That's where people died. I'm not going to bring my kids there.
A techless parlor room.
He doesn't even use the parlor.
You don't want the dead guy to get a phone call while he's laying there. That's
exactly.
Awkward. Well, Frank, some of these seem legit, and others, as you pointed out, don't seem quite as possible or probable in 2016, but thank you. We appreciate
and where
that.
Can we?
You're welcome.
Where can we find all these? Are they up on your website, sir?
Yeah. We'll post them. You can go to eldecor.com, and you'll see it right on the homepage. I'm sure I'll send Kevin, your producer, a link. You guys can post it there. And, you know, people can always shoot me an email, frank@frankfontana.net. Visit my website, frankfontana.net. Or, hey, listen to my WGN radio show every Sunday from 1 to 3.
All right. Talked us into it. Thank you, Frank.
All right. You got it, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Thank you so much.
Frank Fontana. We will take a quick break, and then we'll talk to Steve and find out what's on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.